Today is the final day of the campaign for the 8 candidates running for the 4 at-large seats on the Boston City Council. The campaign started with a diverse field of 15 before the preliminary election narrowed it to 8, and now voters pick 4 tomorrow. Gintautas Dumschus has been covering the contest for the State House News Service and the newspaper The Dorchester Reporter, and joins us to talk about who's got the edge.
I think the top 4 from the preliminary, analysts don't expect the field to change that much. It's going to be John Connolly, who is a top ticket getter, and he's the incumbent, Steve Murphy, another incumbent, and then Felix Arroyo, the son of the former city councilor, and Ayanna Pressley, a former aide to Senator John Kerry.
Why is it hard for the bottom 4 to move up?
Just in terms of the number of votes cast and name recognition, the 4 who won the top 4 slots already had a lot of name recognition going into it, and they're also the top some of the top fundraisers.
You've been out in the neighborhoods reporting on campaign events. What are you hearing from voters about this race? What do voters care about in terms of issues?
I would say some of the same things you're hearing in other races, jobs and education. People are concerned about the economy. They're concerned about city services and whether their kids are going to get a good education in the next couple of years.
Is there a lot of voter interest in the at-large city council race?
To a degree, yes. I've been to the forums, and there's been a pretty decent turnout, particularly in the single-issue forums. But I think a lot of people right now are focused on the mayoral race and, to a degree, the Senate race and the governor's race.
And will those races help bring people to the polls and maybe increase the turnout for the city council race in the process?
Certainly. Definitely the mayor's race. There's been a lot of interest in that. And I think in terms of the two candidates, Mayor Menino and City Councilor at Large Flaherty, just pulling as much support as they can out of the neighborhoods and into the polls, that's going to have an effect on the city council race.
All right. So let me ask about turnout specifically. What are you expecting?
Probably around 120,000. Mayor Menino made that prediction. That's about 35%. About 80,000 turnout for the preliminary, and a city councilor I talked to said he expects about maybe 100,000, so between 100 to 120,000.
In the preliminary election in September, there was a higher-than-average turnout of minority voters. Do you expect that again tomorrow?
Absolutely. The minority vote is going to be key in both the mayor's race and the city council race. We have 4 minority candidates, 2 African-Americans and 2 Latinos.
In the mayor's race, does one of the two candidates, Mayor Menino or City Councilor Flaherty, benefit from a higher-than-average minority turnout, should that occur?
That would be Mayor Menino. He benefits the most. He's got solid support within the minority community, and he's going to be doing everything he can to get them to the polls.
On various blogs, some people have been posting, as we've seen, comments about so-called bullet votes in the council election, and candidate Ayanna Pressley has reportedly asked people not to cast a bullet vote. What is it, and how might that affect the outcome?
Well, bullet vote is when you have, in this case, it would be 4 options, and you only vote for 1 candidate. No campaign will publicly admit recommending that, and the effect on the ballot is mixed. It's not too clear, especially in high turnout elections.
I want to ask you about one district council race before we go. In District number 7 in Boston, City Councilor Chuck Turner is running against Carlos Enriquez, who was the top vote-getter in the preliminary election among Turner's challengers. Turner is, of course, under indictment but is expected to win. What's driving his vote?
I think a lot of people don't believe the charges against him, or they're very distrustful of the charges. He's been there 10 years, and I think it's possible to say he could run from jail and still win that seat. He's incredibly popular. I mean, he got over 50% of the vote. He's very confident in his mandate that he sees from the preliminary.
Gintautas Dumschus, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Gintautas Dumschus is covering Boston's elections for the State House News Service and the newspaper The Dorchester Reporter.